This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Gary, thank you for joining me. And Gene, also thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And today, I understand we're going to be learning a little bit about the Corn Planters chapter of Trout Unlimited. So, Gary, can you go through just like some of the details on, you know, this organization, what you guys do, and really how you got started with doing some of this stuff?
Trout Unlimited is a national organization, of course, and there's over 300,000 members across the nation. All these people are dedicated to conserving, protecting, and restoring our cold water fisheries, which we have a lot of here on the National Forest and in our area. So it's important to us. You know, we've got a staff at the national level that works in Congress and other places, and also hires some of the scientists and that, both at that national level and at the state council level, to help us frame our work on the ground. But the work on the ground is done by us. Just there are over 400 chapters of Trout Unlimited, and we are one of them, of course. And it's through this network that we do stuff on the ground. You know, we join this organization because it's grassroots. You know, the work gets done by us. And so that's what we're about. We've been a chapter since back in the 50s, I would guess. Fact of it is, let's see, Trout Unlimited started, I think, in 19, they've been an organization for quite a while. Yeah, the 50th anniversary was 2009. That was 13 years ago. So we're up to being even a lot older. I think it was 1959, I think it was, that we were established. So, and shortly thereafter, our chapter got going. But it's had its ups and downs, as all organizations, you know, we've had our ups and downs as far as membership and activity level. But we've done a lot over the last 10, 15, 20 years.
I'm glad that we do have a local chapter of it. Now, with that being said, and you mentioned, you know, membership kind of waxing and waning over the years, but also, you know, growing at some points too. Now, where do you think we stand as far as that goes now? And really, you guys seem to be a pretty active organization. So how do you, you know, manage to find time to get out there and organize some of these things?
And that's exactly the point. Is it's we've had a good group of people over the last few years or decade or so, and we've worked really hard. But right now, our attendance is way down in our meetings, and we don't have, you know, the average age. Gene brings the age, probably the age, average age down to about 70, I think. But we're all getting to the point where we aren't quite as wanting to be quite as active, and we've lost some members, obviously, and those sort of things. So like a lot of other service clubs and nonprofits, we're struggling right now with membership, and that's brings us to the point that that's what we want to try to do is get some other folks interested.
So you guys do things as a group, but then also when you look at the health of trout as a species, and I'm sure you guys do things on a national level to look at things like that. And then when you zoom down into the local level, I know, Gene, you do a lot of things with the Warren County Conservation District. And I mean, you know, with that being said, you bring a lot of knowledge to that stuff. So when you look at the local side of it, do you guys all like work together to do projects that help the fish in this community?
Yes, there's a longstanding project. Gary, you might have to refresh my memory on when this started, but the group gets together every September with the Fish and Boat Commission, and we do fish habitat structures on Morrison Run, and that's a tributary. Does that go to the Allegheny? Eventually, it goes to the Allegheny. I'm not sure if there's a river in between. So Morrison Run, it's in the National Forest. It's a cold water fishery. I don't know if it's high quality or exceptional value. Gary, do you know off the top of your head?
I'm not positive either. Right, I think it's at least exceptional value. Yeah.
Okay. So that's really good. we want to keep it that status and see what we can do to improve it. So we get together. There are logs and stone devices that we install. And the goal is to provide fish habitat, and a kind of a secondary benefit is it helps reduce erosion on the stream banks. So, and those are actually my favorite projects to do at the Conservation District. If you can get me outside in the water, I'm happy.
An organization that Gene and I are part of called the Winds Coalition. It was started, what, about 15 or 20 years ago?
15, closer to 15, because I was 15. Here when it started, and I haven't been here 20 years yet. Okay. So,
yeah, that Winds Coalition is a gathering of many agencies at the national, state, and local level, as well as nonprofits like Trout Unlimited and watershed associations like the Conowongo Watershed Association. I may have that title not quite correct, but anyway.
Conowongo Creek Watershed Association.
There we go.
You got all the important parts in there.
Yeah. But anyway, we do gather at least 3 to 4 times a year to talk about projects and the needs in the 4-county area here that comprise the National Forest, and look for streams that need help and projects that need a champion. And often our Trout Unlimited chapter, as well as a couple of neighboring Trout Unlimited chapters, have been identified as partners, and we help either get matching funds or we provide labor or whatever for many of the projects that occur.
What do you have coming up that is going to be your opportunity to kind of, you know, teach people about Trout Unlimited? Because I understand you guys have something coming up pretty soon.
Well, we do. We have next Tuesday evening, we have a picnic out in Youngsville at Island Park, 6 o'clock. And we usually do this, and we like to get together and then go fishing there in Youngsville and the Broken Straw Creek. But this year, we'd like to invite people who want to find out or are interested in Trout Unlimited, our corn planter chapter, and to try to encourage them to get a membership with us and come with us and help to continue the work that we've done over the years on into the future. So really welcome everybody or anybody.
It's going to be fun.
What I was going to say is I wanted to kind of debunk a myth or a misunderstanding that people have about Trout Unlimited. They hear the phrase Trout Unlimited and they're like, oh, that's for fly fishermen. And we're like, no, it isn't. No, we love fly fishermen. They're amazing people, but we love all fishermen. But it's for anybody interested in the health of a stream. If you kayak, if you canoe, if you like to hike and you like to hike next to the water, Trout Unlimited is for you. You know, it's more broad than just fishing. So I just wanted to get that out there and make that known.
That's right. We've gained some members that are spin fishermen in that. So we're trying to erase that image that we're only fly fishermen. Although right. We do, obviously, I enjoy fly fishing and I like to teach it. So I do a lot of fly fishing education, but that's only because there's nobody else doing anything. So I'll fill in.
Yeah, and that is so cool. That's one of the things that I really enjoy. Now, what I wanted to make sure to highlight with this is if people are just interested in fishing, I mean, that's one thing that I've noticed. I mean, if people are interested in just getting out there and fishing, whether it's trout or anything else, I mean, this is the group that they want to join. You guys do a lot to kind of maintain the health of these streams.
We're always looking for fellow fishermen as well and conservationists, like Gene said. Anybody that has a heart for water and keeping it clean and maintaining the health of it through having plenty of fish and plenty of clean water.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. So what I'm wondering is if people are looking to get more details on the Corn Planters chapter of Trout Unlimited, what is the best way to get in touch with you guys and get involved? I mean, you guys have this event. So one more time, let's kind of go through the details of the event. And then also I'd like to know what the best way to contact you is.
Okay. Let me summarize. Next Tuesday, we're having a picnic at Island Park in Youngsville at the pavilion in the back. We'll be providing the hot dogs and our members will be bringing a dish to share, and we hope that anybody interested in finding out more about Trout Unlimited and the things we have done in the past and what the future might hold is welcome to come. And right after we eat, we'll have a short time of a question and answer period where people can get their questions answered, and we'll fill them in as best we can on what TU is all about. And so if you are interested, one of the best things to do is Corn Planter Chapter has a Facebook page, And you could get on there and show your intent to go to this this meeting. You can call, and the best thing for me to do is get you a number that, since I won't be home over the weekend, you can call me. So, I'm sorry I didn't have this on here, but I'd call.
That's what editing is for.
814-706-3049.
All right, perfect. So with that being said, Ben, I think we've pretty much got everything covered that I can think of. I want to make sure, you know, if there are any other events that you guys have coming up in the future, I'd be more than happy to get the information out about them. So, you know, we'll, you know, have to get in touch. And now that I've got your email and we've got it all set, if you guys have anything that comes up in the future, definitely, you know, send me over a flyer or just some information about it, and I'll make sure to get it up on the website and get it up on the radio. And yeah.
Okay. We'll do
Sounds
that.
Good.
Yeah.
And we do have our Morrison Run project already on the books in September. I think it's the third weekend of September, but we'll get you the specific date. And anybody that wants to come out and join us, get in the water and have fun.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to join me today. I'm really glad that we could highlight this stuff. And really, what you guys are doing is really, it's very important for the community. So I'm glad that we could talk about it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Do you have a passion for helping others? Are you looking for a rewarding career where you can help to better the lives of others? Beacon Light Behavioral Health System currently has part-time and full-time career opportunities available that will meet your scheduling needs for a great work-life balance. They also offer competitive pay, benefits for full-timers, advancement opportunities, plus the availability of a generous commitment bonus for many positions. Beacon Light believes that every individual deserves the opportunity to achieve their fullest potential. Please consider joining their team by viewing their open positions at www.beacon-light.org/careers. They're an equal opportunity employer.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And today, joining me on the Community Matters program is Katie from Roar. Now, Katie, thank you for taking the time to join me today, because I understand you guys have a ton of different things going on and you're getting ready for the Memorial Day celebration that you guys are going to be doing, which I understand is going to be a really big deal this year.
It is, Erin. It is. So we have a celebration on the Saturday before Memorial Day weekend every year, and we call it Pine Grove Days. And what it does is it brings the community out to the little Main Street area of Russell, and we offer everything from a 5K to a parade to a street dance, a vendor fair, food, a flea market, you name it, we have it.
Wow. So the one thing that I like about this idea and the one thing that I love about this event is that these things go on throughout the course of the day. So it's not all at one time. So if you're interested in, you know, maybe one or two of these things, you can choose to go then. But then if you want to make it an all-day affair, you really can do that too.
Yeah, that's right. So we kick off it 9 a.m. with our Run for Roar 5K, which is just a 5K that takes you through the streets of Russell and down into the Greenbrier Circle area. It's really fast and flat, and you get to do that. So that kicks off our day. So for those that are interested to know more, you can visit our Facebook page at Pine Grove Days, and we have a registration link for the Run for Roar there. And then that kicks off, after that's over, then we have our parade, which runs from Woodland Drive down Main Street and ends going up State Street and ends up the Fire Hall. So there we have everything coming from fire trucks to political to the kazoo band, if they're available, to trucks and cars and community organizations. So it's great that everybody loves to participate, because who doesn't really love a parade?
You know, and I have to say, being part of that last year, oh, it was so much fun to see the Warren Dolls and the rest of the people from, the Roar Link organization taking part, because we were right around them, and that was so much fun to see that.
Yeah, and the Russell Roller Rink, Mike and the people from the Roller Rink do so much for us. So not only are they in the parade, but Mike is actually the one that provides all of our music for our car show, which will be Saturday from 3 to 6, also on Main Street. And then Mike is also the DJ for our street dance that we have from 7 to 9, also on Main Street. So Mike and the Wrecking Dolls, they're a great asset that we have helping us out with our event.
Wow, that is really amazing to see all the things that they're doing there. Now, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about. You hit on a few other events that are going to be taking place throughout the day. So with that being said, all of these things that are going to be taking place are going to be pretty much in downtown Russell then, right?
That's correct. That's correct. So we close off the street block from Liberty Street to East Street, and then East Street to State Street for the car show. So everything takes place right around the downtown area. We wouldn't be able to put this on ROAR, which is our revitalization organization, wouldn't be able to put this on without the help of the Russell United Methodist Church and their properties as well. So it's a huge community event. Everybody participates.
Absolutely. You've got a really good point to that. Now, one thing that I wanted to ask is if people are going to be coming into downtown from, you know, one of the other like areas that's a little bit more outlying, where is a good place that they could park? Because I understand, you know, that's a little bit sometimes difficult to figure out.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're looking for parking, you can come in to town down Liberty Street, and they'll be parking on Liberty Street and Conowongo Street, which is, and also at Larimer Park, which is on Ray Street, but at the corner of Ray Street and Conowongo Street. There'll be plenty of parking there. There's also parking at the town hall, the Pine Grove Township Town Hall building, which is on East Street. And you can also park on this, the side streets of Eastern State and Pine as well.
Oh, perfect. So with that being said, then, I know you hit on a few of the other events that are going to be taking place. So can you elaborate a little bit more on this street dance? Because this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. So the street dance is just what it sounds like. So the start of this whole celebration was something that the Russell Volunteer Fire Department used to do for years called the Jubilee. And over the years, it just had kind of gone by the wayside, and Roar decided to pick it up and partner with the fire hall to, you know, have fun events that go on in the community. So the street dance is, like I said, just like it sounds like. So you're dancing in the street. You've got the music from the roller rink. So you could be doing, you know, the cha-cha slide or the Macarena right there in the middle of the street. It's a very fun time.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And I really like that you guys bring in some really interesting activities and things that can really just get the whole community involved. Now, with that being said, I understand that you guys are, well, actually, one more thing that I wanted to ask in relation to this. So in relation to all of these events that are going to be taking place, is there any, you know, monetary fee that's associated? Do you have to buy a ticket to go to this?
No. So everything is free. You know, there'll be food vendors and craft vendors as well from 11 to 4. But there's also a kid zone from 11 to 3. And everything in that kid zone is free. There'll be face painting and games, prizes, everything. And it's all sponsored and brought to you by Roar and some other sponsors such as the Russell United Methodist Church, you know, and other great community members that have donated to our organization. And, you know, Aaron, the one thing I did forget to mention is we do cap the whole day off with fireworks by Ace Pyro at dusk on next Saturday night, May 27th. So those are shot off from Larimer Park, but you can see them throughout the whole entire town of Russell. So that's how we cap off the fun day.
Wow, that's amazing. So, you know, with that being said, then, you mentioned that there's going to be craft vendors. And I have to say, from my experience in years past, I have to admit, you know, the bake sale that's put on by the United Methodist Church is just amazing. And in years
yes.
past, I brought home multiple pans of brownies, and I'll just leave it at that. I ate so much food from them, and I'm looking forward to doing it again this year. So with that being said, you know, that's just another thing people can look forward to.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I didn't touch on as well, but we also will have music on the porch featuring Dean Wells and Melissa Wismar. So that will be there as well. I mean, the car show, there may be some demonstrations as the day goes on too, from some of our, you know, parade people in our parade and things like that. So it's just a huge day and a huge day of fun in Russell.
Absolutely. Now, one more time for people that didn't get it the first time. So this is going to be the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which puts this at Saturday the 22nd, or sorry, the 27th. Or
that's correct. Yes.
You know, Saturday. So
yes, next Saturday. Yeah. And like I said, the 5K starts at 9, parade, vendors, kid zone, everything like that will start after the 5K. So about 11 o'clock is when the parade steps off. So that's when the fun really starts going.
Absolutely. And so with that being said, it's going to go all day long until the fireworks, which cap off at the end of the night. Now, with that being said, in addition, I understand that Roar has been kind of stepping up and doing a lot more things in this community. And I understand you guys have an event that you guys are going to be doing at Larimer Park, from what I understand, which is Music in the Park. And I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we put on a series in the summer on the second Saturday of every month, hopefully, if the weather cooperates. We put on something called Roaring at Larimer, and what it is it's a music series. We have local performers come perform music for about 2 hours and invite the community. So, you know, we've had the likes of Dean Wells, Alyssa Wismar, Trevor Wilkins, the pastor from our local church, Bay Allen, also performs. And so it's something that we really, really have a great time doing. And we'll be starting that coming in June. After we get everything with Pine Grove Days done, we'll start that up. So that's an upcoming event we have too.
Awesome. Well, we can really look forward to that. Now, if people want to get more details on any of these events or learn more about what you guys are up to, what's the best way that people can get in contact with Roar?
So they can visit us on Facebook. We have a Roar Facebook page, which is the revitalization of Akeley and Russell is what Roar is the acronym for. And then we also, for anything Pine Grove Days, we can also be found on Pine Grove Days on Facebook. So we keep it pretty up to date with the information. So, you know, as the next week goes on, we'll get more information out there about what's going on. But if they have questions, they can message us and we'll get right back to them.
Awesome. Well, Katie, thank you for taking the time to join me today to be able to go through this stuff. I'm glad that we could highlight this, and I'm really excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I can't wait. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.